Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It is 16 minutes to 9. Robbie Griffiths has got a very busy couple of days. He's got runners tonight at Pakenham. He's got runners today, or a runner today at Wangaratta, and then a couple at Geelong tomorrow, Cranbourne tomorrow night, and of course at Flemington, where he's got four really nice chances, including the Flying Fidelia, who's looking for four in a row. But he's also the boss of the Australian Trainers Association. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of chatter since the announcement yesterday of the $300 million redevelopment of Caulfield and what the future holds for Sandown. Be interesting to get the ATA's perspective on that. Good morning, Robbie. How are you going?
Good, thank you, Michael.
It's been a busy time. A lot of news around, and I know Matt Stewart has spoken to Mick Kent and Pat Carey-Ree. The possible sale of Sandown, which has been spoken about for so many years, and they are vehemently against it. I know there's quotes in the paper today from Pat Carey saying, in my opinion, it's the best racetrack in Australia, and you've got to ask why the facilities around it have been allowed to be run down. Robbie, firstly, on a personal point of view, what's your standpoint on this issue?
No, I agree with Pat and Michael, Kent, because at the end of the day, I don't think our grass tracks are sort of coping well enough, and we've got, you know, arguably the best track there is. Probably best in Australia, or certainly up there with them. And we can't afford to lose that as an industry. We need to have those sort of facilities for our horses to race on. It's good, fair racing, and there should be more racing there.
So Josh Blanksby we had in the studio yesterday, and he said that there's no decision that's been made, but it would seem that there would need to be the sale of Sandown, or at least part of the area around it, which they are trying to get rezoned into residential area to pay for the $300 million redevelopment of Caulfield, and the, I suppose, the inclusion of a second track and possible night racing at Caulfield as well. The way racing is going, we're seeing the movement more into night racing. If that does occur, we'll have night racing at Caulfield, night racing at Moonee Valley. Flemington's keen to have night racing. We've got Pakenham and Cranbourne night racing. What do the trainers think about this move into so much, I suppose, the night area of racing?
Well, the night area is something that, you know, we've probably just got to get used to, because at the end of the day, if it's good for wagering, we sort of work around it. But, you know, in terms of being, you know, purists for our horses and wanting the best for our horses, how can you ever, threaten a track like Sandown that's nice and big, spacious, got plenty of room? A lot of these facilities that you're talking about, you're going to shorten up the size of the straights, the tracks, because they're going to be inside tracks, and where Sandown's a beautiful big track that gives every horse a chance, you know. So, you know, naturally, from a training point of view, we want our horses to race on the best surfaces and have the best chance. So that's why Sandown is always a favourite track of everyone, and nobody wants to lose it. And, I mean, if they come up with some compromise where they could, you know, maybe sell off some parts around it but not affect racing, well, that might be a compromise. But certainly I think it's a backward step to be losing a facility like that.
So have the trainers been spoken to or consulted, read the future plans?
Not as yet. We've sort of heard the murmurs around that. There's been murmurs going around for a long time, but nothing official yet. Just murmurs that, you know, Sandown could be sold, and that's what it's worth in terms of dollars and cents to the industry and all that sort of stuff. But we're making sure that the money does go back into the right, you know, the best interest. I mean, the best interest of trainers and owners is always prize money and surfaces to run on. So when you see it go into grandstands and so on like that, I mean, as good as that is, you want the surfaces and the prize money for owners and trainers to take advantage of, because it's without those two things, no one will be in the grandstand to watch, you know. So you need to have product on the track, being the race horses, and so good training facilities, good tracks to race on is what we need, and then we'll have good wagering to follow those two.
So will you or the ATA seek meetings with the MRC or Racing Victoria to clarify your position and what the future may be?
Absolutely. I mean, our CEO, Andrew Nicol, and our committee will always get together and make sure that we're on the front foot there. And now that the murmurs are sort of more active with the announcement of Caulfield, Andrew will be getting in the gear to make sure that the trainers are represented and our views are put forward and stood by.
Well, Matt Stewart's endeavouring to speak to Racing Victoria, so he may have some news on that when we speak to him shortly. But I thought the interesting thing yesterday when speaking to Josh Blanksby was that he said that it comes down to a member vote, what would occur with Sandown. And I think there's something like 14,000 members or seven, I can't remember the exact figure, I'll double check that. But if they get a majority vote, they can make the decision. However, these are members and racegoers that obviously love their racing, but they're not actually, 15,000 members, they're not actually participants who make their livelihood from it. Would you rather that a decision like that was consulted and made by those who are actually within the industry?
I think so. I think that, you know, a lot of people what's the best decision for the industry. You know, like if the members don't know the repercussions of losing a facility like that, then it might not be in the best interest for the members to have that say. So I think that they need to be speaking to the participants, like you say, the trainers, trainers, owners, jockeys, etc., that need these facilities for the, you know, best interest of racetrack success. And as I said, it turns into wagering and it keeps the whole business going. So I don't think you can be. I think it's fraught with danger just relying on a member, because they might just look at the dollars and cents and go, oh well, that's okay, we'll go to race at Caulfield. You know, we don't care sort of where we're racing at. And then it's too late once the facility's gone. So I think it's more important to speak to the industry participants that are using the facility, like the owners, trainers, and jockeys, and because we want the best for our horses. And so that's my two bob's worth. And I think that, you know, so far you mentioned, you know, Nick Kent and Pat Carey, but I think every trainer you speak to wants to keep the facility like Sandown for the right reasons.
It's going to be an issue that's going to bubble along for a number of years. It'll be interesting to get the response from Racing Victoria, and we'll do more on this on the program next week as well. But Robbie, let's switch our focus to Flemington on Saturday, because, gee, you've got Flying Fidelia, who you've decided to back up. She's obviously done very well.
She has, Michael. She's come through the run really well, and you know, we've got a keen eye on looking at her in the spring. Kicking her off in the Cochrane at the end of August into the Let's Alope Blazer and the Maya Classic, or Empire Rose, I should say they call it now, Derby Day. So we've got time to give her another run if she comes through the week well, and she appears to have bounced out of the run beautifully. So if all the pre-race blood tests and other indicators that trainers tick leading into a run, if all those are good, I can't see why she wouldn't give us another great performance on Saturday.
It's going to be a good test for her, though, because she's got to tackle the boys and give them weight with 58 kilos as well.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's not going to be an easy task, because she's been carrying weight, but against her own gender, whereas, you know, carrying this weight, you know, against the boys is going to be another task in itself. So winning form is good form, and she's got her tail up and very confident, and hopefully she can keep the picket fence going.
Well, four in a row would be a great training performance if you can get her over the line again at Flemington on Saturday. You've got a couple of other nice horses as well, and I see Fane goes around in the first. She didn't get much to suit last start, but drops back to 1,200 metres. Is that any concern?
Probably not, because they've been running a bit steadily for her in the Flemington race, where two runs back she was terrific, but they went a bit steady mid-race and she drew in, and we had to sort of, by the time we worked to the outside, she was beaten two lengths and probably lost more of it getting out there, which was the plan, but so the run was good. And then last start in the 1400, she ended up back further than we wanted, and they didn't go overly hard either and sprinted home. So I think because the 1200s are building speed at down the straight racing, I think barrier 10's a big plus, and you know, highly respect the top two, but I think there's a blanket over the rest of the field, so we might be in the right spot this time from barrier 10 to get amongst the action. I thought she was our second best chance for the day anyway.
Yeah, she's a nice each way bet. She's got good value beside her name, and gee, Divine Quality's been a bit of a head scratcher for punters. She won like an absolute superstar over the carnival this time in. She just hasn't reproduced it. I know she's been having three starts in Group 1 company, so she drops down in class on Saturday. No excuses on Saturday as far as you're concerned?
No, it is frustrating with a mare of her quality to go into the races out of form. Admittedly, as you pointed out, she's been in two Group 1 races and then three Group 1 races. And the Adelaide race, you know, she did pull up a bit sore on her right hoof, and that's okay now, so. But you hate making excuses for horses. You'd rather them be in form rather than pluses and minuses and trying to scratch your head and work out whether they're going good or bad. So it's a crossroad run for her. If she doesn't fire in this race, it'll be to the paddock and hit the reset button and come back. come back for the spring, or the breeding barn if there's any sort of physical problems with her. But I'd like to think that she'll do something Saturday. I don't particularly like the draw. Mm. I think Barrier 3 is a bit ordinary for her style. But anyway, we'll get her back to Flemington down from Group 1 racing to this race listed and see if we can regain her best form.
And you got Robe de Fate in the last first up, drawn 18. You happy with that draw down the straight?
It's okay. I think it's okay for him because I think that he'll go forward as long as he doesn't sort of try and roll to the other rail. If we keep him close to the outside rail, it'd probably be more comfortable going down the straight. He's had one run down the straight and was okay. I think that he's probably not as fit as some of these horses, and he's probably more of an underdog going into Saturday's run. But I'm looking forward to him getting out over sort of longer. Last preparation, we were starting to stretch him out. He beat Hawkshot over 1300. Sandown was terrific. And I think he's going to develop into a really nice 1600 metre horse when the time's right. So more of a first-up run for him on Saturday. But I do like the way he's training.
Got some nice chances tonight on the Pakenham and also one runner at Wangaratta. Who's your best today for the punters?
I think Grass Grand Symphony at Pakenham at Wangaratta today. He's been knocking on the door. The horse that he ran second to has won again on Sunday. So I think that he's favourite at $4.20. I think he was earlier. So he might be the best one for us today.
Good on you, Robbie. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.